I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In Midnight in Paris, Woody Allen's beguiling and then bedazzling new comedy, nostalgia isn't at all what it used to be. It's smarter, sweeter, fizzier, and lots funnier. From the first note of music over a dark screen, a soprano saxophone played by some ghost of Sidney Bechet, the movie teases us into expecting nothing more or less than a charming pastiche of the familiar bits and pieces that pop up in many Woody Allen films. There's the troubled writer, Owen Wilson's Gil. He's a Hollywood hack who wants to be a novelist. He and his prickly fiancée, played by Rachel McAdams, have joined her parents in Paris on what began as a business trip for her father. And there's an insufferable pseudo-intellectual. It's Michael Sheen's Paul, who insists that Versailles means a place where the weeds have been pulled. The conflicts are also familiar. Gil, the earnest liberal, argues back and forth with his prospective father-in-law, who's a conservative Republican. Paul dismisses Gil's nostalgia for a Paris that no longer exists as nothing but denial of the painful present. The name for this malady, he announces, is golden age thinking. All of that's enjoyable, but this 44th film, written and directed by Woody Allen, has much more up its sleeve. The plot flips at midnight when Gil, who's gotten himself lost in a maze of cobblestone streets, suddenly spots a black and yellow apparition coming around a corner, a huge old Rolls-Royce filled with expat revelers. And not just a Rolls, but a magic coach that might have come from a film by Jean Cocteau. Once Gil joins the revels, his tipsy befuddlement escalates to the innocent astonishment that Owen Wilson has done so well in the past and does superlatively in Gil's present, which is interwoven with the French capital's fabled past. I'm starting to sound vague here because I'm conflicted myself. I don't want to spoil any surprises, but I do want to convey the sense of joyous delight that flows from the film's time hops. Maybe the best way of getting into it is by noting that Gil was also the name of the movie actor played by Jeff Daniels in one of my favorite Woody Allen films, one of my favorite films, period, The Purple Rose of Cairo. The magical moment of that beautifully lyrical fantasy comes when Gil's character, an intrepid archaeologist, steps out of the screen and into Mia Farrow's grim Depression-era life. In Midnight in Paris, lyricism gives way, though not completely, to the scintillating lunacy of a wannabe writer stepping into another era and finding himself in the midst of writers and artists he has worshipped as gods. For Woody Allen, who brought these intertwined universes into being, the film represents new energy and a remarkable career. Midnight in Paris truly is a place where the weeds have been pulled. Everything comes up roses. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.